Apostle Buti David Muluzi is a dynamic teacher of the Word of God. Known for his simplicity, clarity, and a powerful anointing upon his ministry, he received his pastoral training and gained valuable experience under the leadership of Dr. Theo Wilmerans at Christian Family Church in Johannesburg, where he served faithfully as a pastor for 6 years. Under the guidance and commissioning of Dr. Theo Wilmerans, Apostle Muluzi founded God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church in Seshego, Polokwane, Limpopo Province in February 1994. By the grace of God, the ministry has since grown remarkably and now includes 14 campuses. Today, Apostle Muluzi mentors and oversees more than 20 pastors who lead their own churches. He is frequently invited to minister the Word of God both locally and abroad, impacting lives nationally and internationally. Apostle Buti David Muluzi resides in Polokwane, Limpopo, South Africa. He is happily married to Louisa Mule Muluzi, and together they are blessed with 2 daughters, Rifemezi and Untatile. He is also the author of the book, The New Testament Believer. In addition to his pastoral work, Apostle Muluzi has studied theology, marriage counseling, church management, church growth, and banking through various institutions, equipping him with a well-rounded foundation for both ministry and leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Apostle Buti David Muluzi.
Come on, put your hands together and welcome. Ah, zincane lezandla, zincane lezandla, zincane. Come on, Eagles Church.
Today and to see what God is doing in this area. You know, the picture that flashed my mind is when we were called Christian Family Church, and then Asokola Hoemisa Bekeya Mama Hai Imuimela. You know, Aralegaho, oh, Giddy Larry Tangwana, the younger sister. And that's the picture I have. And look at what God has done today. Hallelujah. So we are so much grateful to be here today. And thank you for inviting us. Thank you for involving us to be part of celebration in 10 years. And we have been hearing great testimonies of what God is doing in this church and through your lives. And so we are grateful to God for that. Hallelujah. And also to your parents, Pastor, Apostle Bobela, you know, Lema Apostle, thank you so much for being such a blessing and in holding the fort for all these years in the kingdom of God. So we are grateful to God, and we pray that as we have stepped into this place, that whatever grace that God has put upon our lives, that it will remain here and take you into another level. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe that the Lord is going to minister unto us tonight, and what He has prepared, that you will go out of this place having received from Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you, Father, for being with us. Lord, I make it known to your children that even as I minister, I do not depend upon my own human intellect, but I'm trusting on your Spirit of God to speak forth the word with power and with anointing. And Lord, I promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you will do and accomplish through your word today. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. We may be seated. God bless you. Tonight I want to talk on the subject, breaking barriers. Breaking barriers. There are barriers to be broken. There are barriers to be demolished. The devil would want to put barriers around our lives, and that we need to break those barriers. As you're stepping into another decade of ministry, I believe that you should be breaking barriers that the enemy has put around your life. That the next 10 years will be greater than the first 10 years that you have had. In the name of Jesus. So I want to take our scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. The Bible says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they are not of the flesh, but they have divine power to destroy stronghold." Say this, "The weapons of my warfare are not of the flesh, but they have divine power to destroy stronghold." Verse 5, "We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. Take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when obedience is complete." Now, the Bible says here that we are in a warfare as Christians, and God has given us weapons to fight with. And these weapons are not natural, but they are spiritual. They have divine power to destroy strongholds. Now, in your Bible, you might see that after the word stronghold, there is column there, you know, double dots, meaning that what follows is what explains the strongholds that the Bible is referring to. Now, the first one is 3 points that we see here. The first one, it says here that we destroy arguments. You know, so arguments can be and are strongholds. And it says the second one is lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. Any idea that is raised against the knowledge of God can be a stronghold. And then number 3, it says here, every thought. It says we take every thought captive to obey Christ. So we see here that arguments, opinions, and thoughts are strongholds. You know, many a times we used to think that strongholds are out there, up in the sky. I remember people who would go on helicopters, you know, go onto the aeroplane and fly high and saying that we want to destroy strongholds over the areas. But you know what? The strongholds are not out there. The strongholds are right here. You know, all these 3 items that the Bible talks about, they are in our minds. Our own limitations are within us. And so it's very much important that we break those limitations. We break those strongholds that would try to limit us so that we can go and be there that God has called us to be. Hallelujah. Now, we remember the children of Israel when they were delivered from the promised land. And what happened? The Bible says here, tells us in Numbers chapter 13 and also Numbers chapter 14, that Moses sent them out and said, go and check out the land. Go and see if the land, it really flows with milk and honey. And so they chose spies, 12 spies. They went to check out the land. They spent 40 days in the land. And when they came back, the report that they gave, 10 spies says that truly, all of them said that truly the land flows with milk and honey. You know, and 10 spies said that, but we can't go in there. Oh, is it Brother Philip? You know, it's good to see you. And he said that we can't go there and take out the land. You know, why? Because there are giants in the land. You know, look here. The giants never threatened them. The giants never spoke to them. The giants never said a word to them. The giants never did anything to them. They just saw the giant. And by just seeing the giant, they were afraid. You know, so they had strongholds. Strongholds were not in the land, but strongholds were in their minds. And that is what is limiting many people. That is what is limiting many churches. That is what is limiting many ministries. That is what is limiting many families. That is what is limiting so many things that people are not able to achieve. It's because of the strongholds in their minds. And so they said when they reported to Moses, they said that truly the land flows with milk and honey, but there are giants in the land. We also saw the sons of Anak out there. And then it says that we saw them and we looked at ourselves and we saw ourselves as grasshoppers. You know, the giants never saw them as grasshoppers. It is themselves that saw themselves as grasshoppers. And the Bible says that because we saw ourselves as grasshoppers, so we were in their sight. Let me tell you, people will see you the way you look at yourself, the way you carry yourself, the way you handle yourself. You are giving people permission that this is how I want you to look at myself. So the barriers are not out there. The strongholds are not out there. But the strongholds are within us. And that is what we need to break as children of God. You see, the devil would like to intimidate you and bring thoughts in your mind and say that you can't achieve this, you can't do this, you can't be able to do this much, you won't be able to do this, but you need to defy those intimidations because you are a child of God. And so we are talking about breaking barriers. And I'm saying, Eagle said, you are to break every barrier that the devil has set before you. Every stronghold that the devil is putting before you, you are to defy it. You are to say that we are not the way you think we are. We are different. We are eagles. We will defy you. We will defy your orders. We will break every stronghold. Hallelujah. And so, what do we understand about a stronghold? The word rendered here a stronghold, it means fastness, fortress, or strong fortification. You know, it means that the thing is held from all angles. It's fortified. Now, it is here beautifully used to denote the various obstacles resembling a fortress which exists, which are designed and adapted to oppose the truth and triumph of Christian cause. Yeah. That the purpose of these strongholds is to stop the Christian cause, is to stop what God has destined, is to stop what God has said about you. You know, to say that you are not going to achieve it. You are not going to be able to get it. So all these strongholds, obstacles are strongly fortified. They are in the minds. So God talks of fortified cities, you know, and one of them is Jericho. You know, when the children of Israel, 40 years later, when they went into the promised land, the first city they came across was Jericho. And then the Bible says that it was fortified. You know, there were walls around Jericho. Walls as thick as chariots could ride on top of them. You know, houses. You remember, you know, that there was a prostitute by the wall. So houses were built on the wall. So they were fortified. The gates were so huge that when they are closed, there is nobody that is going in, nobody coming out. You know, that the whole city was held strong. You know, it could not be penetrated. Let me tell you, it had to take the power of God to penetrate that city. You know, so if the children of Israel had tried with their own strength and to go and say, you know, we will fight, we will do that, they would have been defeated. They would have failed. Yeah. But God came through and God's power helped them to destroy that city. But what I'm getting at here is that, you know, when we talk about fortification, when we talk about stronghold, we're talking about something that is not easily penetrated. And let me tell you, when the devil puts a stronghold, a thought that will limit you, it is very difficult to destroy that thought. If you say that I am bewitched, you know, you go about thinking that you are bewitched, that you will never amount to anything. I'm telling you that you will never amount to anything. You know, if you believe that you are a failure, that your parents were failures, that you will never, you know, succeed, you will never pass matric, you know, you will never do this. If you have that thought becomes a stronghold in your mind. It does not matter what you do, you will never go beyond that. And so as children of God, we need to understand that we need to break every barrier that the devil has set. Every stronghold that is set in your mind. Whatever you can identify that this thing is not what God says. This thing is against the word of God. This thing is against the will of God about my life. That you, when you identify that, you need to break it and say, I will go beyond this. I will break it. Hallelujah. You know, when you get into an area and then they say, Agungenwala, you know, how say we more? You know, you need to say that, but I am different. You know, I am a child of God. You know, I will go in. I will succeed. I will prosper. I will do well. You know, that everything will work out well. Whether the devil likes it or not, it will happen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so the barriers that we need to break are barriers in our minds. You know, that we need to destroy them. They are within us. You know, when you win the war within, You will win the war without. Hallelujah. The various systems of false philosophy so entrenched that they can be called the stronghold of the enemies of God. You know, so that is why we need to come to church regularly. You know, so that we can cleanse our minds with the word of God. By listening to the word of God, we are breaking strongholds. We are breaking barriers. We are changing mindsets. Hallelujah. Now, the same verse, verse 4 to verse 6, in the Message translation, this is what it says. It says, the tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. You know, the culture that is corrupt. You know, so our tools of trade are to destroy that culture. You know, we use our powerful God tools for smashing rat philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into maturity. So the biggest and the strongest barrier is not a physical one, but it's a barrier that is in our minds. You will never go beyond the barriers that are in your own mind. You'll never amount above the barriers that are in your mind. Yeah. And so we need to understand here that the barriers are there to stop us being what God has called us to be. Yeah. But when God created us, He made us that we would be overcomers. That is why when He speaks to you, He does not speak to you according, to your limitation, according to your barriers. He speaks to you according to your potential. When He says that you are the head and not the tail, you know, you might look at yourself and say, but I don't look like the head. You know, I'm not even closer, even next to the neck, I am not there. But God looks at you and says, you are the head. Because He knows what you are built of. There is what we call the sound barrier. You know, the sound barrier is, we understand that the sound travels at a particular speed. Yeah. And in a dry air, at 20 degrees Celsius, the sound barrier is reached when an object moves at the speed of 343 meters per second. Now, this is about 1,234 kilometers per hour. So the term came into use in this sense during World War II, when a number of aircraft started to encounter effects of compressibility, you know, whereby they are pressured, you know. A number of unrelated aerodynamic effects that struck their aircraft and seemingly impeding further acceleration, you know, stopping them to go further. So what would happen? They would try to push the aeroplane beyond, you know, this speed, 1,234 kilometers per hour. And then when they are close to that speed, you know, something will go wrong in the aircraft. You know, instrument will malfunction. You know, others, the tails will break off. You know, their propellers will come off, and many of them crash because they could not reach that speed. And so they name that, they say it's a sound barrier. You know, it's a barrier that we can't penetrate this barrier. We can't go over this barrier. Yeah. And so then they came and looked at what is it that we can do to break this barrier. And so by the 1950s, they started to manufacture aircrafts, you know, in a particular way. And these aircrafts, they made them and they tested them. And when they took them to the sky, they were able to break that sound barrier. In other words, they went beyond the speed of 1,234 kilometers per hour. Yeah. And those aircrafts, we call them supersonic. Have you heard the word supersonic? Yeah. And so those are the aircrafts that can fly beyond the speed of sound. Yeah. Now, what happens is this, that the previous aircrafts, when they fly, you know, up front, we know that out there are molecules, right? Maybe air molecules. So the air molecules will find this object coming, intruding, and so they will just come out of shape. And then, and because of that, they would cause a reaction that will have an impact on the aircraft. And so when they build this supersonic aircraft, you know, they made them in such a way that at the beginning, at the front of the aircraft, that when the aircraft reaches those air molecules, they are more like warning the rest of the molecules that there is something fast coming, you know. And so the air molecules will be prepared for that. And because they will be prepared for that, the aircraft will be able to come through easily without, you know, being stopped by that sound barrier. Are you with me? And so, what we see here is that how they solve the problem is in the making of the aircraft itself. You know, and that, you know, there was the sound barrier would still be there. You know, the problem will still be there. You know, but what they did, they went back to the aircraft. They said, we have to design it in a way that it will be able to penetrate that speed and to go beyond the speed and to go even faster. Because it's a supersonic aircraft. Yeah. Maybe the elderly people would remember, you know, the supersonic aircraft, you know, Concorde. You remember Concorde? It came here. At that time, it was still John Smart Airport. And it flew from Europe to here. Now, when it came here, it landed here in John Smart. By the way, I was born and bred in Tembisa, so I was in the fighting small boy there, you know, and so I know of this experience. Yeah, and so what happened is, when it took off, you know, the speed was so huge that windows of houses around, including at our home, the windows broke. You know, the sound just shattered the windows, you know, and they broke. You know, and that is the power that it carries. You know, that is the magnitude of force that it exerts when it takes off. You know, and so that is how it's built. You know, it takes for it to cross Atlantic, maybe from UK, from London, Heathrow Airport to maybe JF Kennedy or to the airport, you know, on the other side in America, it will take nearly half of the time that a normal airplane will be taking. Yeah. And it's because it is fast. You know, it's a supersonic aircraft. Now, it has been discontinued. But what I want to bring, you know, with this illustration is this, that it was able to overpower and to go beyond the sound barrier because of the way it was built. You know, the making of that aircraft make it possible that it can go beyond the speed. You see, the barriers are there. The challenges are there. You know, problems are there. The devils are there. The demons are there. But the issue is, what is your making? What is your making? You know, and God knows what you are made of. God knows when He called you, Baruti, to come and start this church. God knows what He has deposited in your spirit. Even though there might have been challenges here, there might have been obstacles, but God knows that I have called my servant, I have called my maidservant, and I have made them to handle any situation that the devil might throw against them. Yeah. You know, when you look at the watches, every watch, or most of the watch, they have the way they are made of. They will tell you that with this watch, you can go into the water. You know, maybe others would say 5 meters deep. You know, others would say 30 meters deep. You know, and then others would say 100 meters deep. You know, those who snorkel out there, you know, they don't just wear any watch. You know, they would wear a watch that says that this watch can go to that level of depth. And so, some other watches are just, you know, to, you know, when it rains, you put your hand out there, rote like, you know, a few drops of water, and it can only handle that. You know, you can't put it underwater. You know, it will destroy the watch. You know, so the problem is not the water, but the problem is the watch, the making of the watch. Yeah. And so when you have a watch that can go 100 meters deep, you know that that watch can handle the pressure of the water. It can handle the force that is under the water. It can, you throw in any force, it can handle it. Why? Because it is made for that. It is made for that. You see, that is why when they built the submarine, you know, the ships that can go down there, you know, many meters, even kilometers, you know, under the water. They are built in such a way that they will handle the pressure. Yeah. That there is no pressure, there is no barrier, there is no obstacle that can overcome that. It's because it is made that way. And so Eagle said, I am here to tell you that God has made you to handle any pressure, that you are to break every barrier, that there is no obstacle that can stop on your way. There is no problem that can overcome you. There is no challenge
that can take you down. You will never go down. You will rise up. You will fly on high like an eagle, because you are made for that. You are made for that. Hallelujah. Muruti, I just see this building as a children's church facility. This is a children's church facility. There is a bigger building that is coming. There is a high, many level story buildings that you're going to build. And then you might be saying, oh, but, you know, remote the RDP, remote ingi this and ingi that. You can come with your barriers, but I am not here to tolerate your barriers. I am here to tell you that you are built for bigger things in this area. People will be coming to this place to come and see the goodness of the Lord. They will be saying, is it possible? You know, you would have defied all odds. All odds. Hallelujah. You know, when we went to Sisejo, we were told that the church cannot go beyond this much. We were told, so many obstacles. Yeah, and then we said that we will defy obstacles. And we have been defying obstacles since then. You know, breaking grounds, breaking, you know, going, you know, and doing greater things for the kingdom of God. Why? Because we are here to break barriers. We are not to accommodate situations, but we are to go beyond situations. And I prophesy to you that you will go beyond barriers. You will break every barrier. God sees you as an overcomer. You are not to come down, you are to go up. You will go higher and higher. Whatever barrier that is there, you will say, I will never limit myself to this barrier. I will go higher and higher. Because I am made for this. In Jesus' name, over to you, Mugati. God bless you.